Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an Amen-style break variation and turning it into a VHS rave-colored atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. So this is not just about chopping drums for the sake of it. We're going for that foggy jungle rave energy, that warp tape loop feeling, that late-night drum and bass intro where the break sounds like it's been left too long inside a glowing old monitor. The big idea here is pretty simple. Keep the break punchy and recognizable, but degrade it in layers so it feels aged, unstable, and cinematic. We want motion, dust, hiss, pitch drift, and space. And we want all of that to still support the groove instead of smothering it. Start by loading an Amen-style break, or any break with that same ghost note energy, into an audio track. If you're working in a drum and bass context, set the tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. Turn warp on, and use beats mode first. That helps preserve the rhythmic character while still letting the clip breathe. For the transient setting, try 1/16 or 1/32, and keep preserve fairly high, around 80 to 100. For now, don't loop it yet. Just get the core break feeling right. As you listen, pay attention to what actually makes the Amen style work. It's not only the main kick and snare. It's the little shuffle between the hits, the ghost notes, the hat chatter, the tiny push and pull around the grid. That's where the life is. Next, we chop the break into usable pieces. You can right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, which is a really fast way to get a drum rack full of slices. If the source is loose or messy, slicing by transient is usually the most musical option. If you want tighter control, you can also duplicate the clip and manually split it with Command or Control E at the key hits. That lets you isolate the kick, the snare, the ghost snare, and any useful hat flurries. Now here's an important teacher note. Don't make the pattern too perfect. Jungle feels better when the snare sits just a little behind the grid. The ghost notes feel like they're leaning forward, and the hat movement fills the spaces in between. That slight looseness is part of the character. Build yourself a simple two-bar groove first. You don't need to overcomplicate it. Start with one strong kick, one main snare on 2 and 4, a couple of ghost snares before or after the main hits, and a few tiny hat stutters or reversed fragments. If you're using sliced MIDI, vary the velocity so the repeated hits don't sound machine-stamped. Nudge a few notes off-grid if needed. Short note lengths can also help create little chop tails that feel more like a tape loop than a rigid sequence. At this point, the break should already have a rhythmic identity. Now we start giving it VHS color. On the break channel, build a stock Ableton effects chain. First, use EQ8 to clean things up. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to remove rumble, and if the break feels boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If the top end gets dulled later, you can bring back a little presence around 6 to 9 kHz. After that, add saturator. This is one of the easiest ways to get density and edge. Try drive between 2 and 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. If you want a grittier tape-like bite, you can experiment with analog clip as well. The goal is not to crush the break. The goal is to make it feel a little more compressed, a little more urgent, and a little less pristine. Then bring in Redux. This is a big one for VHS-style texture. Start subtly. Downsample around 2 to 6. Keep the bit reduction modest, and blend it with the dry signal so you're only adding maybe 10 to 30% of the effect at first. If you overdo Redux, the break stops feeling like a drum loop and starts feeling like a broken speaker. Sometimes that's cool, but usually here we want texture, not total destruction. Vinyl distortion can add a nice worn playback quality too. Keep it light. A small amount of dust and noise is often enough. You're aiming for the feeling of a beat coming off an old, slightly damaged source, not a novelty record scratch effect. Now use auto filter to shape the vibe. A gentle low pass can make the break feel more distant and aged. You can automate the cutoff so it moves between darker and brighter sections. That movement matters a lot. It gives the impression that the tape is changing state, or that the scene is slowly opening up. For space, add reverb, but don't flood the whole break with it. That's a common mistake. Use a short to medium reverb, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds of decay, with a little pre-delay so the drums stay readable. Keep the low end out of the reverb and keep the wet amount modest. You want atmosphere around the hits, not a washed-out blur, where the snare loses its authority. Now let's add in stability, because VHS color is not just grime. It's wobble. It's drift. It's the feeling that the playback is slightly unreliable. Chorus ensemble works well for this if you keep it subtle. Slow rate, low amount, moderate width. It can smear hats and room tone in a really nice way. Simple delay can also do a lot here, If you keep the delay time short and the feedback low, filter the repeat so the echoes sound degraded rather than clean. If your break is on audio, try tiny pitch automation too. Small adjustments like plus or minus 2 to 3 cents over a longer phrase can give you that unstable tape feel without making the break sound out of tune. Occasionally, a slightly deeper dip at a transition can make the loop feel like it wobbles under pressure. That kind of motion goes a long way. At this point, the break is no longer just a break. It's becoming an atmosphere. But to really sell the VHS rave world, build a couple of supporting layers around it. A noise bed is great here. You can use operator with white noise, or a quiet field recording, vinyl hiss, or TV static sample. Process it with auto filter and reverb, and maybe narrow it a little with utility if the stereo image feels too wide. Keep it very low in the mix. The listener should feel it more than consciously notice it. You can also add dark wash layer. This could be a pad, a stab texture, reversed amen tails, or a resonant synth atmosphere. Run that through echo, hybrid reverb, and EQ8. The purpose is to fill the gaps between snare hits and create that smoky jungle haze. Think of it as the fog behind the rhythm. A really good move in this style is to use return tracks for space instead of loading everything directly on the break. Set up a return for VHS space with echo, reverb, EQ, and maybe a touch of redux at the end if you want the tails to degrade. Another return can be the ghost haze chain with chorus ensemble, hybrid reverb, and auto filter. Send only specific hits, fills, or reversed fragments into those returns. That keeps the dry break punchy, while the atmosphere blooms around it. Now for one of the best jungle techniques, resample and resculpt. Print the processed loop back into audio. Record 4 to 8 bars of the effect chain, then slice the recording again. This is where you can isolate one great degraded hit, reverse a tail, or even find a happy accident that becomes a new fill. A lot of the magic in this style comes from committing to audio, and then working with the artifacts instead of endlessly tweaking a live chain. When you arrange the loop, think like a proper DNB intro. Don't just repeat the same bar 16 times. Let it evolve. A strong shape might be filtered break and hiss in bars 1 through 4. Then the full break enters in bars 5 through 8, still a little muffled. In bars 9 through 12, add more ghost hits, more wobble, and some reversed swells. Then in bars 13 through 16, open the filter and brighten things up to prepare for the bass drop. Automation is everything here. Move auto filter cutoff, reverb wetness, redux amount, utility width, saturator drive, and echo feedback. These small changes create the sense that the loop is alive. That's what turns a beat into a scene. And of course, leave room for the bass line. If you're going to use this in a real drum and bass track, keep the low end under control. High pass the atmospheric layers, clean up muddy low mids around 200 to 500 Hz, and make sure the sub stays centered and mono. If the break is too heavy in the low end, it'll fight the bass and blur the impact. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overprocess the break. Too much saturation, too much redux, too much reverb, and you lose the groove. Second, don't make everything wet. Use sends and automation instead of drowning the entire channel. Third, don't remove all the high-end detail. VHS character is not the same as dullness. And fourth, don't quantize everything perfectly. A little swing and a little human looseness makes the whole thing feel much more alive. Here are a few pro moves if you want to push it harder. You can layer a clean transient under the lo-fi break to bring back attack if the processing softens it too much. You can also use parallel distortion on a return with saturator, drum bus, and EQ8 to add aggression underneath the atmosphere. Drum bus is especially useful if you want controlled energy without turning the break into mush. Keep boom subtle or off, and use drive and crunch lightly. You can also automate darker filter dips before fills, then open the sound back up for impact. That contrast really sells the drop. If you want to practice, build a 4-bar VHS rave amen variation. Load the break, slice it to a drum rack, program a simple pattern with a strong snare on 2 and 4, add a couple of ghost hits, one reversed hit, and one fill in the last bar. Then process it with EQ, saturator, redux, auto filter, and reverb. Add a noise layer, automate the cutoff from dark to slightly brighter over the 4 bars, record the result to audio, and reset. Replace one hit with a degraded artifact and listen to how much more character it has. The real takeaway here is that this style works best when you treat the break like a lead instrument, not just percussion. Decide where the listener's ear should land. Maybe it's a ghost snare. Maybe it's a clipped hat. Maybe it's a warp tail or a suddenly brighter transient. Keep one anchor element stable, usually the main snare or a recurring kick, so the wobble feels meaningful instead of random. And one last coaching note, print, then decide. A lot of this sound design gets easier once you resample it. If a processed loop gives you one amazing moment, commit it to audio and build around that moment instead of endlessly chasing the perfect live chain. So that's the workflow. Start with a strong amen style rhythmic foundation, chop it with intention, degrade it in layers, add atmosphere with sends and supporting textures, resample the best moments, and arrange the whole thing so it evolves like a real jungle scene. Do that, and you'll get that unmistakable VHS rave haze while still keeping the drive and swing that make drum and bass hit hard.